You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
As big as a cock blocker as you are, Count Blockula, we happen to know the biggest cock block in the history, and he came up big that night.
Yeah, man.
Yes, he was like garlic and a toss. Mixed together with sunlight peeking through. You won this battle, Marco, but there will be another time.
Van Helsing. Scully Van Helsing.
You guys have bum-rushed my blocking.
You're an asshole.
Fuck you, too. You dyke.
Wow. You're fucked up. I wasn't going to get into it with him over a chick.
I don't think he realizes what he does. That's just my opinion.
Well, I hope not, because then he's a really big asshole.
Sticks and stones missing.
He ended up texting me.
I'm like, rubber, you're glue.
He ended up texting me like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I did.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember.
It was a drunk text.
You told
it was
me,
on my BatBerry.
You told me.
This is going way out of control.
You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show, whose logo is on the far bottom right of the Riotcast webpage, next to the tracker.
What up, bitches, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. please give us a call at 856-381-4500. Join in on the conversation. Have something fun and interesting to say. We would like it. If we are not live, you can call that number as well and leave a voicemail, and then we'll play it, and it's fun. Also, we are on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and leave us a review. Can't win with you motherfuckers.
You're now learning this?
The only problem I had was if we're not live, which is every day but Thursday night.
I know, I should have said when we are not live.
How about 24/7, you know, they can call in rather than saying when we're not live. It's pretty obvious that, you know, when we're not live.
You almost had it. You almost had it.
I think I did good.
How was the energy? What do you think of the energy?
I thought the energy was good. I think the song helped out because she was going up to Boston to buy Boston, apparently.
Yeah, got nothing.
That's how she was singing. You all right there? Sneezing into your cape? What's up with that?
Anyone sneezing the microphone?
No, I thought the energy was good. She was tapping along to the music. You know,
it was good music.
You brought it. You brought it tonight, Missy.
It does. It's like Fob said, though, because it always reminds me of The Departed. Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah. And I put that in because I figured, you know, it's post St. Paddy's Day. And last week was too early. Now it's too late. So figure, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Give a fuck about St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, it's St. Paddy's Day. You don't do anything on St. Paddy's Day.
Nope.
No. Did you guys do anything on St. Paddy's Day?
No.
No. You, miss? Did you go out?
No, I went, like, I did stuff over the weekend.
Okay, like St. Paddy's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
Yeah, I did some Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Nice. So St. Paddy's Day was like hangover,
Yeah, I was hungover a lot.
St. Hangover Day.
Hangover Day. I don't even know if anything was going on. I feel like nobody really did anything on Monday. So there were so many bar crawls and stuff over the weekend.
Yeah, I don't think...
Mondays suck for, like, holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Like a drinking one anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beginning of the work week. I mean, how the fuck are you going to have a good drinking day?
You're not.
Unless you take off Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which...
And who takes off Tuesday for St. Paddy's Day?
Drunks.
Why would you waste one of your
drunks
vacation
do.
Days?
Drunks handle do. Liquor.
Irish drunks.
I feel like they're functional, though. They'll just go to work schwasty.
Schwasty.
Here we go.
There's a new one.
Here.
Schwasty.
Is that a Boston term?
No.
It's an idiot term.
Fuck you and your idiot.
Schwasty.
Schwasty face.
Hey, Rob, we're going to have some drinks. We get schwasty.
Schwasty. It's just a fun word.
That's a horrible word.
Fun word.
Schwasty.
Add it to your vocabulary.
Hey, didn't he die?
Who? Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, like 5 years ago, I feel.
That's right.
Speaking of dead people.
Good God, woman.
Jesus.
No, I'm just playing.
A little Swayze.
So you're salty over the Rolling Stones having to postpone?
No, I'm not salty. I said they are salty. The people that got canceled.
They're
I'm not
salty?
Why am I salty? I don't live in Australia.
I have no idea.
What the fuck? Okay.
He said they're salty, not him.
They're salty.
Yeah. They're schwasty.
They're schwasty, salty face.
Right. Are you sure you're not drunk?
No. Sup?
I thought you were going to say something.
Why?
You brought it up.
I know. Well, I thought we were going to talk about...
I wasn't going to talk about the concert. No, I never said that. I never said that.
What?
What? Did I say...
You said something about the President of the United States, the song.
That was a joke. But I didn't do it. You're just talking about behind-the-scenes shit on the air.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Cash.
Why'd you just do a pre-show?
Pre-show. Do you guys want to know about what we were talking about outside?
No,
we were smoking
a
cigarette.
I don't care.
Let's talk about it. Let's get it done.
I don't.
The dumbest motherfucker that ever lived.
It's my job, right?
No.
I think he was talking about his girlfriend, Mick Jagger's girlfriend, dying.
Yes.
That's the cause of the concerts being
Right, but I didn't want to talk about this horse shit on the air tonight. I don't know why you motherfuckers are bringing up. All right, this is a perfect segue.
Did you hear Mick Jagger's girlfriend died?
Yeah, she's 6'4" and she hung herself off a fucking doorknob. End of story. But this is a great segue since these two morons want to talk about this.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm just saying what she...
These two radio legends got fucking elected to be on the Wall of Fame for Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
No. Everybody that goes there gets to be on the Wall of Fame.
So basically, it's like kindergarten. Even though your drawing sucks, they're still going to put it up on the fucking
wall. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like everybody gets a trophy because they participated.
The wall's full of names, dude. Just the wall. Full of names.
The Wall of Fame.
They should just call it the Wall of People Who Paid Their Bills.
It's like the Special Olympics. It really is. It's like everyone participates.
It's fucking ridiculous. So, what did you do, miss?
What do you mean?
To get in the Wall of Fame.
She sucked cock.
I went to the school. That's it. It's literally that. End of story.
That's it.
There's no like gray area. That's exactly what it is.
So if you went to that school and never worked in radio, you would still be in the Wall of Fame?
No, I think you have to like work in radio. You have to like do something in radio.
Oh, what the fuck are you doing?
Not now. I used to work in radio.
But Marco worked in radio.
They got me the job.
Oh my God.
The number one thing that they tell you in CSB that I did learn is that, yes.
We got you.
Is that
got you, bitch.
You don't money. Well, you don't do radio for money. You do it for love. The love of doing radio.
Then why don't they run the school for love?
Exactly. And not for money.
I mean, everything costs money, though.
Apparently not if you work in radio. It's all about the love in return, not the money.
Well, no. I mean, like, you get paid in radio. You just don't get paid a lot of money. Like, I'm assuming you didn't get paid a lot of money is what I'm...
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's pretty much what I'm trying to say.
Not at all.
No.
I got the shitty shifts, the midnight shift, the weekend shift.
In, like, an 87th market or something, right?
160th.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Marco.
I got to find
187th ranked station in New Jersey.
I got to find those air checks.
I bet they're funny.
Yeah, of course they are.
The weather is 36.
Yep.
Is that what you had to do?
Weather and beach report.
Beach report.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you were in Atlantic City, right?
Yeah. So you had to do like the ocean temperature.
The ocean temperature's cold.
Did you have a name or was it just Marco?
Marco, what a name.
I don't know, some of you all have names.
No.
Here's the weather.
It's going to rain!
Like a lot of people that I work with, pretty much almost everybody, their names aren't real on the radio. They're all fake. So I didn't know if you had a fake name.
No.
Oh, cram.
Marco backwards.
Oh, I'm like, not following. Didn't understand it.
Yeah, so, I mean.
And when did you work in radio?
I work in radio now.
No, really? Like, when did you really work in radio?
I work in radio now.
Yeah, but you don't actually work on radio. No. You work in a building that has radio stuff going on.
Right.
But you're not really working in the radio part.
She does promotions. That's part of the radio.
Really? So, like, so basically, if you're like a fucking sign maker, you get...
That's how you get
a
in.
A sign maker?
You know, like...
It rains in the city I'm in, so I guess I'm a meteorologist.
I get paid to do promotions, though.
Please. Yeah, but it's not radio. Is that what they teach you at CSB, how to do promotions? That's a big part
of it? What do you think radio is? They teach you sales. They teach you everything. The most important.
Why don't they teach you how to actually, like, speak on the radio and work the board?
They do.
They do. Well,
that's what you should get your fucking pictures on the walls for, not...
For being a board op or something?
No, for like being an on-air personality or a board board op or producer or something. Not, you know.
Not everybody that goes into radio wants to do that. That's why they teach you all facets of it.
I get that, but then maybe those walls should be somewhere else. Like
a certain kind. That would be actually a good idea.
Yeah,
like
a wall.
Well, the Wall of Fame should be for people who actually made it. That's why it's Wall of fame.
Right. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's not Wall of I paid my tuition.
Who named it the Wall of Fame?
I don't know if it's the Wall of Fame.
I don't know what they call it.
Yeah, I don't know. It might not even be called the Wall of Fame. I'm not really sure.
They teach TV, too. Like, you do go in front of it.
Yeah, I, like, learned video editing and everything.
Yeah, all that shit.
It's
got to do a newscast.
know. It's just funny to me.
I walked in there about a month ago, and they were doing like a QVC QVC bite-off show.
Honestly, CSB's got to be one of the worst fucking places ever. I'm going to go on record and say it.
Here's what you're... I think what you're paying for is... because I mean, you can either go to, you know, school like Temple and pay that money, or you get... it's like, it's a trade school. You use it to...
That's not a trade school.
It's a trade school.
It is a trade school.
No, it's not a trade school because they don't have a high success rate. They don't have a high success... you go to an automotive school, like, teaches you how to, you know, fix transmissions and stuff.
You don't really have the numbers.
Hold on a second. Well, they don't either. That's why I asked you outside. Who made it out of this branch? Nobody. You gave me two names.
What do you consider making it?
Yeah.
Someone that's legitimately working in radio. Someone is actually...
there's tons of people.
Then who else? That's what I wanted to know.
I mean, there's not everybody in radio is famous.
I mean...
not everybody in radio is famous, but like my class was 24 people. And like half of them
committed suicide.
Yeah,
they hung themselves on a
half
door.
Of them,
went bankrupt because they couldn't afford their class loan.
Half of them actually work in radio and all different facets of radio, and the other half decided that radio wasn't for them because they wanted to make more money. You need to understand, everybody goes into that school with these big pipe dreams and to be famous and to be on the radio and do all this. And this market in general is hard. So they move away. The ones that have moved away are amazingly successful.
Like successful. That's now you're talking like Opie and Anthony successful.
No, not like that.
Well, that's amazingly successful.
I have a friend that moved to Colorado, and he's a weatherman.
Okay.
That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to be a weatherman.
He went to CSB to be a weatherman?
Yep. And he does it in Colorado.
He's not a meteorologist. He's just a weatherman that reads the weather. It's different.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank
our
you for explaining
our
that.
Our body is a meteorologist.
Yes. Yes, he is. Yeah.
I'm no meteorologist, but I'm pretty sure it's raining bitches.
Yeah, I don't know. That
it just
still sounds like horseshit.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like any other job. It's all about networking. It's about who you know. It's about cultivating personal relationships with people, and they teach you how to do that as well.
Okay, that's fine and good. But what are you guys getting the pictures put up for then? If it's like you said, a normal job where it's all about networking and who you know, really the two names you guys brought up are the only ones that should have a picture on the wall at your branch.
They're just doing it for people to come. When they come in, take tours of the school.
I understand, but that's false advertising. So like I said before, they don't have a high success rate. They're using bullshit to sell you that pipe.
Well, like I said before, if I was touring a school and I saw a wall of fame and it's a bunch of motherfuckers I don't know, I'd be like, well, what is this shit?
Right. Right. Exactly. You got to prove something to me.
Yeah.
You know? College athletes, they go to colleges that – you know, produce many NFL prospects or, you know, many Heisman Trophy winners or great programs that they have that they win a lot of champions. That's where what is selling these kids to CSB?
Success to a school is them placing you and putting you in a job. When you go from there, it's not on them. You got in, you got your foot in the door, and that's a success for them. That's what they. I mean,
it's success for the school.
Great
it's not
success.
It's not success for the student.
Well, if he follows through with it, or he or she follows through with it, it's you get a job. You start off at the ground level. You do
interning. I get that. That's like with everything.
What she did with the promotions and shit. I never did that. I didn't have to do that. I got lucky. I went right into the board op and into the on air.
And I don't know, like. Listen.
You all right?
Yeah.
Get off the clip.
It's like this. It's. You know, it is a CSB is an amazing representation of exactly what radio is all about at the end of the day. And that's what I don't think that you understand.
It's not that it's false advertising.
It's that it's the illusion. It's the illusion that it's successful.
You think that people go to school for the illusion of what they could become?
They get taught how to do it.
So let's say someone goes to Temple University or Stanford. They're only being sold an illusion. The possibilities.
No, that's completely different.
Oh, why is that?
Because you're actually learning something there.
Exactly.
Well, you're
Thank
learning
you.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Thank CSB you. CSB too. Is horseshit. That's my point.
You're learning stuff there. You're learning how to use the board. You're learning how to.
How to use the board?
I could have learned
this
that.
Different. This isn't a radio board.
Jesus fucking Christ!
You're doing it all wrong. You're comparing
it's
all
the wrong.
Wrong
tone. It's the wrong tone.
This is not a radio board. This is a mixer.
Okay.
Okay, it's not what they... They don't teach you a mixer.
They don't teach you about fading in and out and doing, like, the EQs and, you know, that kind of shit.
No. Bass, treble, no, that
compression.
Yeah. No, half the... No, because it's
all... Well, then
all
what the fuck
board.
Is the point of the school?
It's all on the board.
What is the point of the school? They
There's
don't
a bunch of shit.
They can't
teach
you how to be a decent fucking radio personality. They can't teach you how to work a board. They can't teach you anything except for just what's in the books and promotions and stuff like that. Why sign up and waste your fucking money for that? Really? Why?
Here's
just go to Rowan and actually work on their radio station.
I'm going to open the Connecticut School of Podcasting and make it a little bit cheaper. Show them how to use
here's,
the board.
Here's my thing. Okay, we have Rowan University's right, and it's like an earshot from us, right? Okay. They actually have a radio station. That's on FM.
Right.
If you want the practice, if you want to really work in radio and not, you know, not parts of radio that really isn't radio, don't you think that's a better place to go?
Sure, but if you don't want to go for 4 years.
How much do you want that dream? That's all what it's all about. How bad do you want that dream?
You have to go
if you're
going to
do the microwave
college.
Version and spend $9,000 or $12,000 or whatever the tuition is at CSP now, hey, guess what? The fact that you're not on the radio or not famous, that's because you fucking you drank the Kool-Aid and you wanted to go there instead of a four-year
Here's
college.
Here's where the bullshit is, which I don't think you guys know. They bring you in. You don't just get accepted to the school. You gotta read copy. Remember they try you out.
Yeah.
They video and they.
How the fuck did you two get in?
Because what we do here is different than what you do there. It's really simple, dude. You bring in a song, you take out a song. It's fucking
what you're telling me is there's people out there who applied to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, had the funds to get in, and didn't get in.
No,
exactly. They take everybody.
There was people that could barely. I couldn't even believe that they let them in. I couldn't even believe it.
Why? Their check's just as good as everybody else's.
Well, why are you having tryouts? Like, why?
Because it's horseshit.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's bullshit.
There's no tryout.
They just want your fucking money. They don't give a shit.
You know what they do? All the people. They probably record the tryout, and then once everybody leaves, they watch them and fucking laugh at you.
There are real trade schools out there that actually have high success rates where they place you. And you end up being successful. That's what they base their success rate on.
I don't know.
Like, for instance, like ITT Tech.
Right.
They're very, they're all over the fucking place. And they have one of the highest numbers of all trade schools in the country as far as successful placements. Not placements. Successful placements.
Well, what's successful to you?
Someone who's successful. Someone who can make a lot of money and buy themselves a house and support a family. Don't you think that's successful?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's what they're talking about.
How do you know how many people at CSB like are getting in, but are just they're not famous? They're behind the scenes, or they're just a regular old fucking DJ that comes in and out at a station.
That's why
in
I asked you guys,
Iowa.
I figured if you guys keep in touch with this place, or you get like a newsletter. Or an email saying, "Hey, so and so, graduate of 2000 and whatever."
They should come. We should take them there. One, you'll see it. It'll say
to do what?
You'll get on the wall of fame.
Yes. You'll get on the wall of fame.
Yeah,
I'll visit it.
Pop my picture right up on the wall. Boom.
You're basically paying the rent of studio for a lifetime because I can go in there whenever and do whatever I want.
Right, but that does nothing for you.
No, it doesn't do anything for me. I'm not going to drive to fucking Cherry Hill every time I want to do something. But still, it'll say, you know, DJ, you know, W's. FM, you know, A in fucking Sioux City, Iowa.
DJ WTF is popular as shit.
I don't know. So, I mean, it's, I always thought it was, I don't want to say scam, but I always thought it was.
It is a scam.
Bullshit. No, they teach you something.
They really don't. They really don't.
You know what it is?
They teach everybody the same fucking thing. And very few people actually can find something to do with it. And the rest of you are just in limbo. And I'm not talking about you. But, you know.
It happens, and it happens so bad, though, to even kids that go to college. Like, I have so many friends that got majored in communications at
my
Temple.
My brother graduated from
and stuff
Gage.
Like that. And, like, they said that.
But he didn't want to be in radio. He wanted to be a behind the scenes. He wanted to be a TV guy, like producer,
like sound and stuff.
No,
like
no,
all that?
No, like someone who
like put, with the ideas and shit.
Put together segments,
right?
And shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I mean, it is a sin. And when I went into CSB, like thinking about it beforehand. I knew I wanted to pursue this and see if it did anything for me, you know? And looking into like going to Camden County and going, it was like,
yeah, but those aren't the right schools for that, though.
No, but I looked into like Temple and all the other that have good communication programs, but like I said, it was expensive.
I know, but like I said, but that's what financial aid's for, number one. Number two, like I said to you, Rowan actually has an FM station.
Yeah, I know. I work with people that used to be on it.
You know, it's good practice. If that's
the best.
Those
people work in the business office. Do you understand? Like,
what do you mean?
They work in the business office like I do. Like, radio, in a sense.
The people on the air?
That were on the air at Rowan. Yeah, we had three people that were on the air.
So none of the students were on the air. No students were doing on-air stuff.
No.
See, that's weird because...
It's hard in Philly, man.
No, I'm talking about Rowan because I remember not even 3 years ago, I was flipping through the channels and I remembered it was like 89 point something.
88 point something.
Or something like that.
88.5.
I turned it on and some dude was on and he called himself the something sophomore. You know, he's
no,
like,
the students were on there.
She's saying the students that were on the air at Rowan that she knows work in the business office at her
place.
Now.
Gotcha. I thought you meant then. I'm like,
no,
wait.
No, now. Sorry.
I'm confused. And it is an illusion because I'm thinking they're students on the air and they're.
No, they're really students. Okay. Yeah, hell yeah. Gotcha.
Listen, radio is a cutthroat business. Nobody gives a fuck about you.
But radio's dead anyway.
And it's a dying business.
Right, I get that. Now. But back then when it wasn't. You know,
still,
CSB, I feel like it's at least this branch, I think, is a fucking sham.
It's still all the same.
You know, maybe the one in Connecticut's pretty good because Connecticut's like, you know.
It's all the same. They're all the same. It keeps the same shit, different, you know, location.
I don't know. I just think it's weird.
It is weird. And it's it's a lesson learned.
They sell you a dream.
But I talk to people.
I hope anybody listening to this.
But that's what every school sells you. Every school's selling you a dream, whether it's a trade school or a college. They're all selling you a dream.
Anybody that wants to be in radio or whatever, don't go there. Just if you take anything from this conversation, just get financial aid and go to college.
Yeah, well, and any trade school you go to, they do job placement for life. Any trade school.
Yeah,
I've went to like five different ones. They all do. Like,
what else you go to school for besides this?
I went to PMB in Gloucester.
You went to what?
PMB. It's a hair salon.
Okay. All right.
I have a certificate.
You have
in
a
that.
Certificate for that.
I went to. A
you can be making bar- crazy money.
I went to.
Right now.
I was. I didn't like doing it. It was very stressful.
Really?
For me. I was always I got very worried that I was going to. I wasn't confident at
you
all.
You were going to shave someone's head. Right
I was going to ruin some girl's hair, and she was going to flip out, and I couldn't do it.
Would you let her cut your hair?
No, don't. Because I seriously, my palms get sweaty, and I'm like, what the fuck do I do?
Well, now you said that. No.
Fuck. Yeah, slippery.
Yeah, they're already lubed up. She can give you a handy one.
Yeah, I went to bar school.
Is it wrong to ask for a happy ending during this haircut?
Oh, my God.
So what else did you do?
I went to bartending school.
Okay. I did that, too. Yeah. Twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
And that, at the end of the day, it was all the same thing. If you have the drive and the focus, you can do it. But the one thing that I will say is that unless you went to school or was been involved in radio at some point in your life, it's very hard to get into radio.
I agree that it's hard to get into radio. I don't think it's easy.
It's not.
Especially now.
And, that's it. Since all the people that work with had such a good relationship with the CSB people, they almost had an alliance with one another.
My whole issue was with the actual schooling, not the industry. I get that the industry is tough to get into. Believe me, I get it.
The schooling, I learned more when I went after I graduated.
I believe it.
After we graduated, they would have this Sunday, Saturday morning things. They would have different things that would come in. They would have different
workshops,
and I learned more off of the workshops than I did actually.
See, that's sad. That is absolutely sad.
It's real world people coming in.
Yeah,
but that's what I mean. If that's the case, though, that's what you should be paying the money for the workshops.
Yeah, they're free forever.
Right, but you're paying all that money for bullshit. How long did you have to go for? How long was the duration of the school?
Not long.
I went eight weeks or something.
8 weeks. 8 weeks. How much did you guys pay?
I went longer because it was night.
I went night, too.
Did you? It was longer than 8 weeks.
It was two days a week. It was every Tuesday and Thursday.
I don't remember that far.
I started in October or September, and it ended in March.
That's more than 8 weeks.
Not by her math.
That's way more than 8 weeks. Oh. Weeks is 2 months.
12 weeks? 15
do you
weeks?
Do you want a crayon to figure out the math?
Please.
Are you just guessing right now?
Oh, yeah, totally guessing. I have no idea.
432 weeks?
13 weeks. It's definitely 13 weeks. Just playing. No, that's it. March. Graduated in March.
Okay.
But we had snow days and shit because, like, I think we were supposed to graduate before that. I don't remember. It was a long, long time ago.
I think you So how? What do you remember? How long was it for you?
I think it was 3 days a week. About 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your tuition when you paid?
$8,500, something like
Missy,
that.
Missy, what did you pay when you
Nine.
Went? Nine, okay. What year did you go?
2000. The year they were equals, no. Oh, the year to.
Carried a two.
Yeah, carried a one.
I went in 2007.
Okay.
St. Louis and who else played in the Super Bowl? St. Louis and Green Bay, was it? No.
They play in the same conference, yeah, so the chances of them meeting in the Super Bowl are zero.
That's what I thought. I forget, man. Both NFC, you're right.
Yeah, you guys definitely deserve to be on the wall.
Tennessee, yes, dude. Tennessee.
Tennessee and who?
Tennessee.
99.
God damn, that wasn't 2000 anything.
No. Yeah.
So almost 10 years later, she only had to pay $500 hours more. That's not too bad. Mm-hmm.
But
still got ripped off either way.
Yeah. Tack on interest.
Wow.
Listen, I never went to the school, so I can't pretend to know what they teach you, if they prepare you for a career in radio. Chris, I have no fucking idea.
I can tell you, you can walk in right now and just apply to go as an intern. They'll accept you as an intern, and you can work your way. You're going to have to do it anyway.
You can be an intern at CSB?
No, intern at a radio station.
You can't. Yeah, you can't get an internship unless you get college credit for it.
Yeah.
So Chris
you can't just walk off the street being an intern.
Do that.
I interned for the freak show. I'm Q12. I wasn't even in school.
That's illegal. That's totally illegal.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
No, it's illegal.
Yeah, I was gonna say it doesn't make sense. It's anybody that interns is doing it for college
because it's
credits.
It's for free. If you were getting paid, then yeah, but if no, you're not allowed to because it's like slavery.
Yes,
for lack of better
little
words,
different than slavery.
Yeah.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for carry me home.
They did tell
I hope they do lettuce talks on the radios today, boss. Please don't whips me with that microphone's cord.
You're such an ass.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Oh. I saw his boss. I saw his. It's like slavery.
Come on now. You right there, miss?
I'm good.
What are you doing?
I'm looking up CSB nice classes.
Nice classes.
Nice.
Nice classes. Fuck. Oh, man, that's funny.
There we go.
You can go to a two-year college and go do an intern. You don't have to be, you know, communications major. You don't have to do CSB.
I don't plan on it.
No, me neither.
No, I'm just saying in general. I know you don't plan
I think
on
I already
it.
Learned more doing this than
with you doing learn it. By doing, you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Man. Besides, I don't really want to enter slavery at all.
You don't want to do that.
Willingly.
Yeah, exactly. I was here to be your slaves.
I'll get you coffee, boss.
I couldn't find one of them paper clips. I used a rubber band.
You idiot.
So that's CSB in a nutshell.
Wow.
I would never say it's a waste. I mean, I
think it's a waste. I really do because if you really wanted it, I think you could have went somewhere else and got it. You know what I mean?
You could have.
I think if that's a real, if it's a real dream for people, I think, and they really, really want to put all, you know, their whole whatever life into it, I think there's better places to go than that. I think that's more of a coin flip.
Yeah, I just find it strange that a school for broadcasting doesn't broadcast. Like, they don't do anything on TV. They don't do anything on radio. Like,
I know.
Like,
that's the one really thing they're missing.
You really don't get, like, on-air or on-TV experience with them. And doing it in front of the camera is not the same thing as doing it live on TV or even doing it taped for TV. Mm-hmm. And sitting in a fucking bedroom doing a podcast is not the same thing as broadcasting
CSP
live.
Like, they should have their own station on the radio. And two, they should have their own cable access channel.
Absolutely.
And that's... That would
they
make
got their own
the
online
most
thing, but it's
that
it's
does
so
nothing. I mean,
but
you know exactly
different.
What I'm talking
about. You know, it's different.
No, it's definitely different. But you need an FM station. You have to be like an FM.
I get that, but you figure a school that's supposedly this big, you know,
right. Connecticut School of Broadcasting doesn't broadcast.
Right.
It's crazy to me. Again, I don't know what they teach you, but the fact that they don't broadcast just blows my mind.
They should have their own radio signal.
Absolutely,
I agree. This way their students can get the practice that they need.
Yeah, I mean, sitting in front of a microphone talking is not practicing to be on the air. Being on the air and fucking up royally is practice for being on the air.
And there's a lot of other shit that you don't just sit on the air for hours. You got to do your own promos. Like, you know, it depends who you are. You got to do all your own shit. You know, unless you make it to the top, like, you know, the top three. You know, they don't do their own promos.
We're back!
They don't do their own promos. But you have to do all your editing and all your shit yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have a team of people.
Well, it's good to learn all that stuff. But, like, again, my main – and, again, I don't know anything about the school. I never went there. But my main problem with it is it's a broadcasting school that doesn't broadcast.
Right.
I just find that crazy.
That's what I mean. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like that's what they're – that's
so,
their title.
So, yeah, I mean, they teach you the behind-the-scenes stuff, and that's good, especially if that's what you're going to school for. But if you're going to school to be an on-air personality, they should probably broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
You have zero practice going in there other than you do it on your own. And you have to write copy.
That's not what I'm paying tuition for.
Commercials. Like you do,
it's not what I'm paying tuition for.
After that,
you have to give me the tools to learn, to hone my craft, to perfect my skills. And then you send me out looking for the real thing.
That's not how it is.
Well, then it's a sham. Because that's what schools, the majority of schools, that's what they do. When we went to school for X-ray, we had to go and do our clinicals. They actually let us do the X-rays on human beings, not statues or fucking dummies. And that's how you hone your craft and then you go out into the real world. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what we paid them money to do. Mm-hmm. That's what you guys are paying them money to do. And you guys didn't get that. So you guys got scammed. It's a scam. Dude, you guys aren't in it anymore. So you don't have to keep the Kool-Aid down. Throw it out. Throw it up. Vomit it out. Really, you guys should have had, some pretty good training. And you didn't. And it's not right because you guys got beat out of some decent money you could have used for something more important. Like going to a real college or going to do something else that you may have thought of doing and you didn't know if this was going to be the right, you know, path for you. Whatever the case may be, but you wasted your money.
No, I think we got the training. Because at the time,
so let me ask you,
they throw you out there, but you can't, everything is controlled. Like when you first go out there, you're just working the board.
Okay.
When you first get out there, you're not doing anything. So all that shit you were learning is starting to seep away.
Right. I understand that.
And then
the
you
longer
get involved,
you're away.
And then you do a couple, some things, but it's nothing. It's like the equipment they have there. It's like, holy shit, I never use this fucking, I forget what they call it, piece of machinery. How the fuck do I, you know? It's.
But see, that's my point. They should be on point.
They were missing.
They should be on point with what, you know, what is the latest equipment. They shouldn't wait until they gather up as much tuition as they can before they get it. And by the time they get that equipment, it's already too late. It's like the school books at high school. Our school books were dated like in the 70s. It was like, yo, it's fucking 90s.
Like the automatic,
right,
like,
you go to history and slavery hasn't ended yet.
Right. It stopped right after Independence Day in 1776. It's
like the music, the music software that does the music for you, it's everything you put out. It's all pre-programmed. They never had that when I was there. I went to the station. I didn't know how to fucking program it. So that might have helped me back. Who knows?
And for that point, every time that they bring in some new stuff that they didn't have before, that should allow you guys. They should call you up and drag your ass in there and be like, "You need to learn this too."
Well, they do. They need to learn this stuff.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. I mean, you got to, you know, if you're going to get your money's worth, and it shouldn't take you 15 fucking years to get your money's worth either, you know. So I don't know. I think it's fucked up. I really do.
I definitely think it's overpriced.
You're fucking right. It is.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with that.
I mean, if you guys paid like $4,000, I'd be like, all right, whatever. It's a little bit more reasonable, but you guys could have bought a used car, a decent $8,500,
and plus the interest. You know, that's not even with the interest.
Right,
you're
right.
Paying close to $10,000
with the interest. It's probably like $400 million. Yeah. Take you 48 years to pay it off.
Yeah, but it is what it is.
The amount you pay in interest, you could have went to Stanford twice.
If somebody wanted to have a conversation with me about it and was like, "Hey, what do you think? What do you do? What's going on?" I would not back it up. Mm-mm. I would say that I would be very honest, and I would say
that's coming from you, because going to that school got your foot in the door at the job you're at now. Without that, you wouldn't have gotten in.
That's why it would have to depend. Like, it would be like situational. Like, if it was like a very like timid, scared person that wanted to do like production, and if you have to be a person, people have to like you.
Type A personality, yeah, go getter.
And especially in radio, everybody, if they don't like you, then you get like ostracized.
Yeah.
Because radio is so incestuous, and if you get a bad reputation right away, people don't want to deal with you.
That was a lucid, intelligent answer. Overruled.
But yeah, like, it is, if they wanted to go to college, I mean, I would definitely say, I don't know how much it costs to go to college.
A lot.
Yeah.
Depending on the college, but normally it's a lot. Even community colleges are a decent amount now.
So, I mean, I would just talk about what I know, and that's it. But I don't hate on it. I don't go back. I don't do anything with them. Their equipment isn't even up to par with what I have to deal with at work.
Nope.
Not even slightly. Like I said, I was there a month ago.
And that's a big like red flag for me.
Like, even like, obviously the newer studios have baller ass shit, but
what?
But even the older studios,
you're fired. You are fired.
Like,
you're motherfucking fired.
I learned how to run a board at CSB,
right?
And luckily, it was such an old board that when things get, I don't know, when they move up, they still keep that same general old idea. Because what were the boards from the 70s?
Look like it, man. They were old.
They were probably from the 70s, these boards at CSB. And some of the studios at my work have older studios, brand newer studios, and so on. I could figure it out like it was no problem, because it was like, it was almost like a general template.
Hmm. Yeah, when I was there, dude, I had to go through 6 headphones. Because I wanted to use their software. Their headphones were all fucking broke. Our equipment here was better than equipment else.
I always brought my own stuff.
You used their headphones?
What's that? You used their, yeah.
I didn't.
You don't bring your own?
I brought my own.
It's gross.
I left it here, and I don't bring my Beats out. I forgot my Beats to go.
I couldn't.
Yeah. But they have,
I get skeeved when
the covers or the wipes?
They have the wipes. Yeah, you gotta
do that. I use our headphones at work, though, all the time. I don't really care. It's work. I feel like everyone's good. Yeah, it's not like everyone's running through the headphones. You know who's using them.
Yeah, but still.
No, I always used to bring my own to work there.
I only have earbuds at work, and like, using earbuds to do stuff is very annoying.
Right.
What kind of earbuds?
Tweaked Audio, baby. That's right. If you go on the website right now and order a pair, put in the code JERKS, you get that shit for free. It's like,
whoa, what?
Whoa.
I mean, the
false
shipping.
Advertising.
The shipping's free. But you get 33% off.
You're F-I-R-E-D, fire!
You can get a really good pair for like $14. I looked it up.
They're banging.
They're banging like, whoa. Yeah, I don't want to talk about CSB anymore. Let's move on.
All right, let's move on.
Well, congratulations on making it to the Wall of Fame, both of you.
I'm not doing it.
Not after this show.
Yeah, no, I wasn't doing it anyway. I just wanted to bust Marco's balls, and then I couldn't.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm a fucking
anybody man. Makes that shit.
No, I'm not doing it.
Well, we're making a Jersey Jerks Wall of Fame.
You guys are the first two on it.
You can put Stoli on that shit.
No, it's just used to.
No, I don't want to be on any Wall of Fame that's gay. Oh, speaking of gay, happy birthday to Michael John Atreyu.
Oh, happy birthday.
I know,
oh,
it's his birthday today. Jay. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Go ahead, miss. Give him a cock shot.
I know. I love him so much.
A quack shot.
I do. I love my MJA.
You talk to him? You still chat with him, do you?
Yeah, we talk about music a lot.
Oh, do you? Oh, does he have the same bad taste as you?
He has. We have so much of the same taste in music. It's awesome. God,
whose dick's bigger?
His.
Love to hear that conversation. You guys talk on the phone or just message?
No, just message.
Oh, okay.
Just Facebook message. Yeah. I don't have his phone number.
Imagine if them two talking on the phone.
Oh my God, that would be so awesome.
It would be awesome. I would love to get a fucking audio of that.
I would love that.
Bye, Booster.
Bye, Booster.
Here's his favorite song.
And here's Missy's.
Holy shit.
Now that fucking chicken's gonna be stuck in my head again for like 2 weeks. Oh, the fucking chicken.
How many takes did it take for you to do that?
That was live on the air.
Oh, you didn't like redo it?
That was okay. Wasn't that live on the
air? It was live on the air.
It was live on the air.
He was like, he sounds like a chicken, then he starts going bar bar.
Without the music in the background, okay. And then when I edited the show, I cut that out.
So you didn't redo it.
And I pulled up the actual music and I put it right on top of it and it fit perfect. Like I didn't have to do anything.
Right.
It was right on.
That's funny.
Right on.
Oh God.
It always sounds like that clip of the woman giving head.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
I got a couple Missy songs here.
Okay.
There you go. Tribute to you, miss. Money ain't a
problem. See, my dough is like, whoa. Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like, whoa.
Yeah, this is why it's connected to the kids. You're terrible. The timing is
wait.
Whoa! Says whoa before he says
boom. 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 That one was boom. Good.
The like whoa one was
terrible.
That's hard, man. That's hard.
That.
You should remember that. Do you remember that?
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm not getting it. Boom, boom, boom. I'm not getting it. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh my goodness.
Holy shit.
Stop. It's the motherfucking remix.
We got some
80s,
too.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Oh my God, that is hilarious!
Please tell me you got another one.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm almost like 8 seconds late.
Seriously, what a great commercial for CSB. Oh my God. Holy shit.
I couldn't line that one up.
No shit.
That wasn't what I was going to play. That wasn't what I was going to play.
Boom.
No shit. Oh my God, that's great. Oh. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I This one I bombed.
That's pretty good. Home run, he's trying to do one.
No, at least the timing's on.
I've never seen a dinosaur bone in my life. I'm living in that 21st century.
Oh, wow.
My head hurts, man.
Dude, that 80s one was awesome.
That was the best one.
Holy shit, it was so good.
Yeah, that was the best one. You can scrap the rest, though.
It was like,
yeah, I was only going to play that,
that
one.
Holy shit,
that
one was good.
That was really good.
I got a House of Pain one, but that I couldn't get that to sync up.
Remember, I'll play it. Let's see how bad
what
it is.
No.
is Boom Shalaka Like a Boom?
Oh, you got to play it.
No, I don't have it. It's not finished. No, it's not finished. I got a couple things.
You do?
Yeah, but they're not ready to be played. You know,
well,
you got to
mix
down.
Why you bring them up?
Boom! I will have.
Good God.
CSB, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Only $10,000. Shit.
That's too funny, man. Man, my head is fucking killing me. Holy shit.
I feel like I'm going to vomit.
Why?
Holy shit.
You had a small aneurysm.
Do you guys want to take a break?
You want to?
I mean, we could. Yeah, let's take a break.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a break and we'll be back.
Okay.
All right.
You're pretty assertive on that one.
I know.
Way to control the action.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm making up for destroying the beginning of the show.
No, it's not. No, it was great. My head hurts from fucking laughing.
Go to number one?
Number two. I got to poop.
You do?
No.
She got to go boom, boom, boom.
Now, I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit myself.
All right, we'll be back.
All right. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's seven.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from seven different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also seven stops. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in two different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing. One of these days,
what is that exciting deals?
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
All right, we're back. Boom, boom, boom. Miss, whenever you're ready, sweetie.
Speaking of just peed.
Now that's a segue.
That's a great segue.
I'm just knocking him out of the park today.
Yes, you are. Colombian president. I forgot his name. I feel bad. I totally forgot his name. I'm sure it's something very Colombian. It's like Juan.
Ricardo Suarez.
What?
Suarez.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Let's go with that.
He was giving a speech for his re-election, and he pissed himself on stage. And here's the kicker. He wasn't standing behind a podium, and he was wearing khaki pants in the middle of the day, and you could see everything.
And he was
That's
into
hilarious.
It.
Yeah, he had no idea. He went through the whole speech and everything, and by the time he walked off the stage, his pants were doused in piss.
And it started pretty soon. Like, the video was about, like, 4 minutes long. Yeah. And, like, what, 30 seconds in, you start to see the little piss, and then it gets bigger.
So he had no idea that he pissed his pants?
Not a clue.
Not a clue.
That's crazy.
According to...
Could you hear people laughing?
No, but there was. You could see hands in the front row, like, cheering, and then slowly their hands were dropping, like, oh,
what
no.
the fuck is going on?
I don't want to get hit with a sprinkler. Put your arms down. Yeah. You have a drop cloth in the front row.
I would have loved to have heard his fucking speech.
Because at the end, he was like... Later or something. What? Spanish. I don't know. And he was just like freaking out, and he was so stoked. It seemed like the people behind him, like his crew of people,
they had no idea. I don't think they had any clue.
They were just kind of like la la la. Yeah, la, la. Yeah.
I don't think they had any clue because they couldn't see the front of his pants.
He did. It was such
he's
a shame.
He's older, right? He's an older guy.
Yeah, he's a middle-aged guy.
Yeah, poor Ricardo Suarez.
Later.
Now, if that's the U.S. president, that's a big deal.
I could
big deal.
Could you imagine Obama doing that?
No.
That would be great.
Let me be clear. I just pissed myself. He was probably like, his speech was probably really funny too. I mean, it was in Colombian, so I don't understand it. But it would be funny if he was saying it in English. And his, like, words were all fucked up. Like, what if he was, like, saying, you know, if you vote for me, I promise to continue the war on drugs and spread piss everywhere.
It will be like, what?
I promise to send waves of piss all over Colombia.
Oh, my God.
And for those of you in the front row, I apologize for spreading piss too soon. Piss in your face. Piss, love, and head grease. Okay, peace out.
Oh my gosh. That's excellent.
And he was running. He's running. He's not. Is he the
he's current the current president. He's
and rerunning. Trying to get reelected.
Right. How do you not vote for him after that?
Absolutely.
You have to. Because now you know every speech could be a fucking adventure with this guy.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah, the next one is his inauguration speech. He could shit himself.
I think I just shat myself.
You won't know until he's done the speech, though.
I've got a turtle head poking out.
Oh, my God.
I spread peace and I shit myself. I have to go. No bueno.
No bueno.
No bueno.
Later.
No bueno. It's no bueno. I have to go. I spread peace all over my pants.
Yeah, we're going to have to make sure we keep up with that and see if he actually gets reelected. Yeah. Because that's just fucking awesome.
It is awesome. It's funny as shit.
I would really vote for him probably. Like, out of
I would too. Just because, like, well, you know.
It's like he can't even feel when he pisses. Like, he
for the same reason, I would vote for Mayor Rob Ford if I lived in Toronto.
Okay. Because he's a nutcase?
Yes. He's awesome.
You know, there's like footage of him right now, like smoking crack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been out for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just saw it.
That's when he got in trouble. Originally, the reason why he's already well known is because of that.
There's more now, then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I saw it on the TV at work.
Yeah, he's like this, and he's got a fucking. He's like zooted up.
Tackling women.
What an idiot.
He is a fucking nut.
Is that
job,
one
man.
Speech he said about that lady who accused him of sexual harassment?
Yeah, he's like, I got pussy at home.
Yeah.
You're like, or I don't need to eat her pussy at pussy at home. And I was like, what the fuck?
I would never say that I would eat her pussy when I have pussy at home.
And it's like,
that fuck.
Apparently he's a good mayor. Like, you know, he did real good for this. For
yeah, free crack for everybody.
You know what Mayor Nutter in Philadelphia said the other day?
What did Mayor Nutter say?
No, what did I say?
Sounds like a Muppet.
Don't sound like a Muppet.
Mayor Nutter sounds like a Muppet.
He does.
Yep. Huh? What did he say?
He said that they're like Philadelphia is going to be more lenient with marijuana.
Oh, that's right, baby.
Like possession and stuff like
smoking
that.
If you got him,
he said that he thinks marijuana should be legal.
You're damn right. Light up that spliff.
I love that.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Nutter.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. I watched the video. I was like, shit, fucking go you.
He's got the black vote.
Yeah, hell yeah. He's got, if I live in Philly,
he's got most of the votes.
He does.
People black like or not. Him, he's, man.
Yeah. No, just for that.
All my niggas.
Dude, he makes Neil deGrasse Tyson look like fucking DMX.
Oh, I swear to God. Oh, yeah.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
I'm glad that you got into the cosmos.
I did. I like it.
Did you guys watch it yet or no?
No.
It's pretty interesting really like shit. It is. It's really interesting.
I heard it.
Last week's episode fucking blew my mind.
Well, I wanted to actually ask you a question about that. I was going to ask you off the air, but since you brought it up, we'll talk about it now.
Okay.
He mentioned dinosaurs. How did you feel about that?
You know,
are you buying it that it's coming from him?
I'm starting to understand the premise behind dinosaurs because what? What is premise too big of a word for me?
No, explain that. The premise behind dinosaurs. All right. Was that Missy Sneeze?
Listen, it's all fucked up with me and dinosaurs, for real. Like, at the end of the day, it's not a good situation.
I sent you that link a couple months ago that one of the museums in Philly had a dinosaur exhibit. Did you go?
No. No, yeah. No, I did.
You did go?
I did go. I went. Yeah. It wasn't a fucking real dinosaur bone. It was a fossil. Anyway,
Say fossil. You're saying it's someone recreated the dinosaur bone. Okay.
Listen, I'm starting to believe in dinosaurs now. The fossils will come with the territory.
So she believes in history. Good.
But fossils are dinosaur bones that are dug up.
I know, but listen, you need to understand something. If I didn't believe dinosaurs ever existed, I'm not going to believe in these goddamn fossils. You know what I mean?
But it's weird the way you're saying it because...
Shit's done change, though.
Wouldn't the fossil be the proof?
The rabbit done died.
No, it seemed like a fancy illusion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Fuck you. So anyway, yes, Neil deGrasse Tyson, my homeboy. Love him death.
What were you going to say?
I can't even say that, though, because he's like not black.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Reach for the sky, okay.
So he talked about dinosaurs, and he explained, like, I don't know if it's just him. Or what? But
well, I mean,
he explains things to where I can fucking understand it.
Yeah,
real
he dumbs
good.
It down
like a lot.
No, he does because I wouldn't understand. Yeah. I wouldn't understand anything he said if he was talking with a bunch of like people at his like level. I wouldn't know what the fuck. He's just speaking another language.
So he explained like the time chart. Like the thing is that I never understood how like because you know I was raised like Catholic. And then I'm trying to learn about history and religion and everything. And everything didn't make sense.
What Jesus do?
So over the past couple of years is when I really started getting into science and stuff and like caring about all of that.
Right.
So now him explaining how fucking long ago these dinosaurs existed.
Fuck you, science.
And he does it in a way to where like you... You know it was a really long time ago. Like, when people say a number...
It was
you,
a mad long time ago.
So fucking long ago.
The mad long time ago era.
Right. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Fuck
blasphemy.
Oh. So now I'm starting to see, like, holy shit. Like, it's a whole other world, man. Like, it's all fucking
so,
crazy.
You sound like a 60s stoner. No, find not- your place, man.
I love it. Like, I love learning about it. And then, like, with this coming up, they just proved the Big Bang. Not proved, but they found when it actually happened now. And, like, it's so exciting because it makes me feel so small. Like, so insignificant in the whole entire world. And it's not a scary feeling now.
Do you know when I felt the same way? No, no.
When your girlfriend saw your dick.
Okay, never mind. That's true. I forget it. I erased that. Never mind. Forget it. I'm not saying anything else because you're right. I forgot all about that. Thanks for putting that back in my fucking memory.
No, when he was going on that, the moon of Jupiter?
Yes.
Or Saturn. Was it Saturn? Jupiter or Saturn?
It was Saturn.
Where it was, instead of it, because it's so cold there, it's all ice, except for what the liquid is actually it's oil. Some sort of oil. It's like, it's ether.
And mercury is mixed in it too, they said.
Yeah.
Did George Bush invade it yet?
No, oil. We're just talking about oil. No. Yeah, we're going to do just like Armageddon. Somebody call Harry Stamper.
Oh, it's fuzzy math.
I do love it. You guys should watch it. It's good. Seriously.
The stuff, the evolutionary stuff is the stuff I really get interested in. Like, did you see how how dogs came about?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you know, dogs.
Right. Obviously came from wolves, yes.
Right, but to actually see, like, literally see what they were talking about, like, to visualize, it was pretty fucking
That's
cool.
What was, like, killing me. Like, that, you know that big calendar he walks on, like,
yes.
In the show?
Yeah.
I actually got that as a promo item, and I have it hanging in my office at work.
So you have, like, a calendar year that actually is measured up to the entire existence of, like, since the beginning of the universe.
No, it's just since the beginning of Earth.
Earth, okay. Yeah, I thought that was the universe, but okay. No, that's fine. I misinterpreted it.
Okay. So, seeing him do that and then looking at that and then putting notes on it, because mm-hmm. I'm psychotic with it right now. I have a book to him reading along with it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all fucking obsessed with this shit.
I got to admit, it is really interesting. I watch it. I can't watch it when it comes out because it always comes on when...
On Sundays.
Other shows that I...
Walking Dead and shit.
So, but, you know...
I watch it on Mondays.
On demand is great, or if I DVR it, if I can
DVR it. It's online, too. They just have a whole...
Yeah, no, I know, but like on demand, it's there the next day, and it's perfect. It's like I can watch it when I want. The only problem I hate with on demand is you can't fast forward through the stupid commercial. Yeah. What a fucking scam that is now.
Yeah.
God damn. But
they never used to do that.
Never, never. No. Now it's like, you know, what There's used to be a 42-minute show is now 55 mm-hmm. minutes because they have 20 minutes of commercials.
You got to watch it online. There's no commercials.
Yeah.
And the worst part about that is it's not even some stations. It's not the commercials that they would normally show during the show. It's like the same commercial over and over and over again. Like mm-hmm. I watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine on demand, mm-hmm. and it's so nothing but Verizon commercials non-fucking-stop. It's so
annoying. And you have Comcast.
That's fine.
To see the same fucking commercial.
You know how I know?
Every 5 minutes.
I have Verizon, and I have nothing but Xfinity commercials. For Brooklyn Nine-Nine when I watch it on demand.
That's funny.
Comcast and Time Warner Cable merged last week.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, so Comcast just got 15 more million customers they could fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. And so many people that I know, especially over the past 2 weeks, everybody's been canceling their cable.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting rid of it. I don't
Getting rid of it altogether and getting something else or just getting rid of it?
No, getting rid of it. Somebody I know got Apple TV.
Oh.
I don't know what that is. Yeah. But a lot of people are just like, fuck it. I just Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. I'm kind of shocked by that. I don't, I have friends that let me use their Netflix and friends that let me use their HBO Go.
Mm.
I'm set. Yeah, it's fine.
That's nice.
HBO Go lets you like let as many people as you want. And
no, it doesn't. You have to give them the password you use.
Yeah. But there, you can watch it. Me and my friend at work. Watch HBO Go at the same time.
Yeah,
and it's
they
fine.
May change that soon, by the way.
I hope they don't.
They get robbed of money.
They're going to cut down on that.
I heard how much people tell me how much their cable bills are. I don't know how they could be getting robbed. I don't know anybody that spends less than $200 on their cable.
I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I do. And I got the triple play.
You spend 70?
170.
170.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Phone, internet, and cables.
Maybe
like
Jersey. I guess in Philly.
But that's for Fios. I don't know what anything else is.
Like people have Comcast and...
Fios.
Fios, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And anything else is like DirecTV.
DirecTV is the other one.
Dish Network.
Dish Network, mm-hmm. right.
Shit's crazy, though. But Cosmos, again.
Yeah.
It makes you think about your life in a positive, awesome way. Like,
I don't look at it as, doesn't make me think about my life. It just, I look at things like, Here's my thing. I went to Catholic school. I was taught the hard religion.
Yes.
You know, and once I got out of it, I was like, all right, I'm done. Because it really has no relevance on your life. And his point is, and he actually said in an interview, and this, you'll love this. Someone asked him, do you believe in God or any God for that matter? And he said,
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
His answer was, you know, people that believe in whatever God they choose to believe in, he's like, it's not like Greek and Roman times when there was many deities to believe in.
Right.
You know, everyone believes in one God, whether you're Buddhist, it's always one person. But here's the thing. With the way things happen, like earthquakes and tsunamis and all these other natural disasters, you know, if there is a God of some sort, he can't be all good.
Right.
Or all powerful at the same time. Because if he is, why would he be doing all of these things?
Correct.
You know, if he's trying to keep people safe or together or, you know, the people that worship, why is he leveling their lands and basically exterminating a population of people,
yeah,
you know, every year with some sort of natural disaster? And I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, I never looked at it that way. You know, but then again, I always thought back in the past, like when 9/11 happened, like, yeah, you know, God today.
Yeah.
You know,
if you have to church, it's the devil's work. And, you know, it's a battle between
the good and evil.
Yeah. Well, the whole good and evil thing is they usually are supposed to talk about it after death. It's after you die. It's what you do here that determines whether or not you go to a heaven or a hell,
right,
if you're in that kind of a religion. And it's like, well, you know, how about neither? How about neither? How about there is no heaven, there is no hell? Heaven and hell is right here, right now. This is how you do. It's how you run your life, mm-hmm, basically. Do you want it to be like hell or do you want it to be like heaven?
If you want to be like hell, just get married.
I hear that a lot, actually.
Not stay single.
I hear that a lot.
I hear that a lot, too.
But, yeah, I think it's really interesting, though, how he keeps squashing the whole religion thing. And,
yeah,
and honestly,
I'm excited to see where it's going.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm, like, at this point, like, especially the dinosaurs is a good thing to go on. I'm just going in with an open mind and a blank canvas at this point because I want to unlearn everything I learn.
You must have learned what you've learned.
And just fucking get some knowledge dropped down my ass.
Oh, shit.
Dropping, yeah, L's.
I'm ready, man. It's exciting. I'm very excited about it. Very excited.
Good. Good for you.
I know.
Get some knowledge.
Get your learn on.
I'm getting my learns on.
It'll erase all the previous shit.
Who knows what it'll do, but you know me. Well, I mean, I'm always having like some sort of existential crisis every couple of months.
You are dropping big words, right, tonight, Missy?
I'm always trying to find out why at the end of the day.
I know what it means.
All right.
At 11 p.m.
What? I tried to play What the Fuck Are You Doing and played the whole news bit.
What the fuck happened?
What the fuck happened is right. What the fuck am I doing?
So it's good to realize that at the end of the day, I shouldn't really be worried about it as much because it might not matter because the time that I have here is precious. What, Bob?
I agree. I agree. I think that's a great way to look at it.
What is that?
All right. Someone's getting their ass kicked today.
Is it your beeper?
No, its battery's not even in.
Oh. Is it a magic beeper?
Is that your vibrator in your handbag going off?
It's not me.
It's gotta be.
How? I
don't know. You duplicitous taint.
That's nice. It was me. Yeah. And would God let a 3-year-old boy dangle from a window
dangle?
Sill? Dangle from a window sill in fear.
Dangle?
He was dangling off of a string. I read it. Like he was hanging onto like a wire or something.
He was hanging on a string?
Outside of the window?
But see, someone you can't even say it like you did because someone can totally switch it on you.
Yeah.
Because they could say, well, God was there because there was a mattress waiting for him.
Oh, true.
Ah.
But it was just people moving.
For people that don't know what the fuck we're talking about, some 3-year-old
God left
kid.
His mattress on the street, apparently.
God's a hobo.
He's the only hobo with a bed.
Hi, I'm Jesus. You got a dollar?
Most of them do think
I could sure use a cup of coffee. Maybe a nice shave.
Holy shit.
No, some fucking kid in, was it California, I think. Somewhere, I don't remember. Somewhere in this fucking States, I guess. His fucking kid fell out of a window, and it was, I guess it was a company bringing in a bed. And they saw the kid, and they actually positioned the bed, like perfect timing. And the guy caught the kid and like kind
fell
of
into the bed.
Yeah, like he kind of helped him fall into the bed, not with such force. But how lucky can
that is a lucky fucking thing.
Seriously, I mean that's that kid is never going to be that lucky again. As far as I'm concerned, he's fucked when he goes to high school. He ain't never getting to see pussy. He used all of his chips right there for that.
Yeah, that is pretty insane.
Where the fuck were the parents at when he?
I don't remember.
They didn't even really say.
The parents were in the apartment, I think. But the kid was throwing his toys outside the bedroom window. And I guess one was on the ledge and he went to go reach for it and he tumbled over. That's not nice.
They don't have screens on the window? What the fuck?
I don't fucking know.
A kid can fall through a screen, though.
Yeah, they can.
Eric Clapton lost his baby like that.
Through a screen?
I don't know if there was a screen, but the baby fell out of the window.
Was it the window? I thought the kid went over the balcony.
I thought he went out the window. I'm pretty sure he went out the window.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
Wait for that fucking sound bite.
I was actually interested. I never heard that
before. Oh, really?
That was that girl falling from the.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
The one that passed out there in the news story on the ski slope. Oh, yeah. Listen to her, like her little.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Fuck that kid.
Lucky kid, never be lucky again. Count your blessings, son.
Fucking keep that kid on a fucking leash.
I know. There's kids on leashes all the time. It's like a thing now. Do you keep your kid on a leash? Is it walking and stuff yet?
Is it walking?
I don't know.
Is it walking?
I don't know. Excuse my ignorance. I know nothing about kids.
You're pretty ignorant, but yeah, he's walking.
No offense, but you don't exactly know what you're talking about.
Not like that, you know, like.
Not to where you need a leash.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stupid woman.
Yeah, I'm going to leash it up.
I know nothing about children.
You're a woman. You should have
of course
natural
I should.
Instinct.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I should. Yeah, so I should automatically know when a kid walks? Should I automatically know when a kid walks?
You should know not to call it an it.
That's the I'm point. Sorry. You should know. All right.
Is it walking yet? Ho! Is it walking yet?
All right, yeah, I didn't realize that was it.
You're a cantaloupe.
My diaper.
It's full.
Yeah, miss. He doesn't need a leash. I don't
he doesn't
know if
need
I
a leash
him,
yet.
I don't know if I'm the type. I don't know if I put him on a leash.
That just doesn't sound right.
Just lock him in the closet.
I would do that before I put him on a leash.
Yeah, we're gonna.
When parents have their kids at the mall and stuff, they have them on leashes.
See, I don't know what you're talking about.
They have these backpacks. The kids wear a backpack,
right.
But the backpack has a leash on it, and the parents hold on to the leash.
Oh, I never seen
they,
that.
They, like, walk them like they're dogs, essentially.
I never seen that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I just saw it the other day, again, when me and the Biffle were walking our dog, and this family, humongous family, they had two kids on the leashes.
When you say humongous, do you mean like a lot of members? Or a
lot of
like,
members. Okay. And then they had two dogs and two kids on leashes. So I was like, what the fuck? But it's this little backpack and it's got a leash on it.
That's funny.
Apparently Mick Jagger had his girlfriend on a leash.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Did you guys see that thing that Courtney Love thought that she found the Malaysian airliner fucking from Google Maps? Yeah.
What is she, Sarah Palin now? Yeah, it's in my backyard.
She did Microsoft Paint, too. She did like a little point
and she was
here.
Like, gas or oil hair plane.
You couldn't tell anything.
No, and it was like nothing. There was like oil slicks in the ocean, and she's like, plane, and it was literally the ocean. There was no plane.
How funny would it be if she actually found the plane?
I know. I mean, like, keeping up on it to see if they found it, because... But they're starting to find debris now. So I'm like, shit.
Towards Australia, yeah.
That sucks. That really fucking sucks.
Well, listen to this shit. I read an article yesterday about this kid from Minnesota was, like, going through Google Maps or
yeah,
Google View or whatever. And this, he saw an SOS on some fucking totally deserted island, and a woman was living on there for 7 years.
Nah.
Swear to God.
I saw that.
You know, Google Earth you're talking about?
Google Earth. Okay. That's what it was.
Google View.
And she was like, how did you find me? And they said some kid from Minnesota saw your SOS.
Are you
Google
fucking
Earth.
Kidding me?
She had no idea what Google Earth was. She's like, what's Google Earth?
What's a computer?
That's crazy.
Technology,
you need to call
man,
somebody?
It's fucked up.
What is that? It's a cell phone. What is that? She's like totally fucking Cro-Magnon-ass backwards.
But that shit's crazy. Google Earth.
Did she look like Tom Hanks in
They didn't
Castaway?
Show any pictures of her.
Does she have a big beard?
I would think
big
so.
Big bush?
Probably.
Did she have a volleyball?
Oh, I would have a volleyball.
That's no excuse. Shave your pussy.
With what?
I don't care. Find something.
Take a claw from the crab and just kind of...
Oh, my God, Marco.
Trim it up.
Trim it up. Use that.
Got bush!
No.
Maybe she doesn't know that bush isn't in anymore.
Well, you heard about the pilot. They're going through the pilot's personal computer. The pilot from the Malaysia
flight.
Okay,
I didn't hear about
this. He's got his own simulator.
Yeah, and he deleted his files. He was trying to practice on landing on a very, very short runway, like an emergency landing or something, and they're not understanding why or whatever. And then they were doing some simulator thing on CNN or whatever, and they were talking about it. So they're going through his hard drive to try to retrieve what he deleted to see what he was actually doing, because they really have no idea why the plane went down yet.
Shit.
I mean, they...
Yeah, there's no motive. Obviously, the stuff had to be turned off by the pilots, or the pilots were made to turn it off. But nobody used their cell phones. You know, nobody.
Right.
Apparently, it flew for another 6-7 hours.
It did.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, that's not fact. That's what they're.
It's like speculation from the last time.
But why hasn't anybody called? You know, you can call.
They haven't found anything. Like, you know, they haven't found the black box.
Well, no, they have to find a plane.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They haven't found anything. Like, if the plane breaks apart, everything, you know, they haven't found shit. We ain't found shit.
I mean, they can. You can black out if you go over like 45,000 feet. You know, but the oxygen mask.
I ain't going over 45,000 feet, so I don't have to worry about it.
I don't know. Something's going on.
It's fishy.
It is fishy.
Yeah.
Yeah, a plane surrounded by fishies.
Think it's in the ocean?
Yeah, they're all dead.
Absolutely. Somebody called in a show today and said, why don't you just follow all the sharks in the ocean?
It's around that area.
That's a good point.
Just then.
You know, they're all it's a feeding frenzy, all jaw.
Oof, Maron, he looks terrible. Slant-eyed cocksuckers.
Hey, they showed one of the mothers, like, screaming and crying, and where's my son? And she just went nuts and fell to the floor.
I got an idea where your son is.
He is chicken of the sea now.
Fucking nauseating.
Well, they're hoping like they flew the plane to Pakistan and landed it and took everybody hostage or anything. But...
They're hoping.
Yeah. I'd rather be dead.
Yeah, no shit.
So, I don't know. It's a fucked up situation.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make... With all the technology we have today, none of this makes sense. That's why I'm thinking it's... Like she said, it's fishy.
Well, Well, they don't track planes.
None of this shit, you know, this is like TWA 800 all over again.
Planes aren't tracked when they're over the ocean.
Now, I get that.
You know what I mean?
Well, no, they're tracked by satellite.
No, they're not.
But they can ping them.
The engine sends a ping out every certain amount of time.
How does the ping get to them if they're not being tracked by satellite? How does the ping get to them?
I don't know. I'm not sure of the technology, but they're not 100% tracked.
Ding!
They just know the plane is ping. Up and running.
Ding!
Ping! They know the plane is running and still flying. Just
ding!
Like the motor sends the ping.
Well, who's flying it?
The pilots.
Oh, I thought you meant that something happened to the pilots. Like
Frank Rizzo!
No.
I was going to say, how the fuck are they flying the plane?
The plane.
With what? My fucking toes?
Well, Malaysia, what are they good for except for making sneakers? Back to work, I said. Well, at least they have some new job openings in Malaysia.
There was a couple Americans on there, too. I think and a toddler.
A toddler?
Yeah, a little baby.
That sucks. An American one?
I don't know.
Oh, eh.
I think it was an American about that one. Yet. I think so.
That's a shame, man. Well, American baby shouldn't die like that.
All Nikes are on back order now.
By the way, I got a Nike hookup if you ever want something.
Yeah, I do.
Just tell me what you want. He can get anything from any year.
Stop.
No shit.
All right.
Jordans?
We'll talk.
Any. Jordans from any year.
We'll talk after.
I was telling him about, I had the Jordans that I liked from back in the day. I still have them. I never wear them. But there's also, remember the third series of the Charles Barkleys?
Yeah.
The Air Max?
Yeah.
Those, I used to love those. He's actually getting me a pair of them.
Holy shit.
Are they real?
This is like
they're
awesome.
Real. They are real. Okay. Everything.
I already
real.
Thought of three pairs of sneakers.
Yeah. I don't need no bootlegs.
Yeah, no bootlegs.
No, they're not bootlegs. Okay. No. Mm-mm. Nope. So.
No Nike with the swish the other way?
No.
Okay.
Did you know Nike was Greek for victory? I didn't know that.
No.
Never knew that.
You knew that?
The Greek god of victory, Nike.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up.
No problem.
Oh, my God.
And I'll ram it up your box.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Jerk off.
So, what?
Hey, let's talk about that list. Can somebody pull up that list
for
men's health?
You got it?
So, 7 signs she will be good in bed.
Nice.
Look like a Puerto Rican whore.
Good.
There's no hair on her vagina.
Number uno nuno.
Huh?
What?
One.
Uno nuno?
Yeah.
Okay.
She suggests Thai for dinner. Yeah.
What's the premise behind that?
The premise behind it is if the girl suggests dinner. Like, suggest a specific dinner.
Wrong.
Then that means she knows what she wants. So that means she would know what she wants.
There's not a girl on this earth.
Are you sure? Are you sure
there's
no significance towards Thai food?
Mm-hmm. Basically, what it says.
Because they do say women that eat Thai food, they're whores. I'm just kidding.
You eat Thai food, miss?
I've never had Thai food.
It says human tastes in bed are just as varied as tastes in food. A person may like Japanese food but hate pizza. Some women want their nipples chewed on. Others need you to be more delicate.
Nipples chewed on? What the? Are we dating cannibals? Seven signs of cannibals good in bed.
You sound like you got a nice pair of them fucking bologna cakes.
What's the next one, miss?
The next one is she eats it up.
I hope she does.
Ho!
Yes. Yes. Take note of how she handles her food. Watch how she uses her fork. Does she enjoy things? Is she sensuous?
Good.
Is she pokey and grabby?
Are your fingers good?
If someone eats slowly, it's likely that they make love for a long time.
I'm the fastest girl on the planet.
Makes sense.
She screams for ice cream.
I'm not a pedophile.
Yeah, this fucking list is bizarre. It says you may find the perfect lover by comparing taste in ice cream. A neurologist and director of the Smell and Taste Treatment and Research Foundation in Chicago says he calls it ice cream hedonics.
Read the second paragraph.
Yeah. Coffee ice cream lovers are found to be dramatic, seductive, and flirtatious. They're romantically compatible with strawberry fans. Vanilla gals melt best with Rocky Road guys. And mint chocolate chip fans are meant
Rocky
for each other.
Road?
Yeah.
Mint chocolate chip.
What's your girl's favorite? There you go. You're meant for each other.
Yeah, we're meant for each other.
She talks like you. So,
I hope not.
Mirroring of
hey, honey,
verbal.
What do you want for dinner? I don't know, cheesesteaks? What kind of movie you want to get? I don't know, action flick, maybe? He talks just like me. Same
you doing an impersonation of Missy?
No, I'm just like, it's just funny. Yeah, it's me. Talks just like me, like...
Yeah.
Could you rub my back? Could you rub my balls? Whoa, honey. Wait, what?
Cock, ball.
What they really say is like mirroring for verbal behavior, pace, like things like that.
Right.
If somebody says something and the other person goes on to another subject, then you aren't tuning in very well, so you probably won't have good sex. That's
I don't like anal.
She knows who Sid Vicious is.
She knows who Sid Vicious is.
Nice.
Young Sid Nancy is one of her favorite movies.
It's a great movie. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. Young women often aren't relaxed enough to have an orgasm. Older women know what they like and will tell you. And then it says something about menopause, like levels of estrogen recede, unmasking the power of testosterone, which makes you more aware of who you are, I'm assuming.
Okay.
And it allows women to be more assertive and demanding, and many of them become more interested in sex.
I like to butt fuck fine ladies.
Hope you have a big trunk, because I'm putting my bike in it.
She gives good lip. Yeah, which it means they're a good kisser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So being a good kisser makes you...
I am the clit commander!
Kiss my ass and suck my dick, everyone.
Oh, shit.
She is a good dancer.
Okay.
Uh-oh. That's... Yeah, that's kind of a common one. Being a good dancer goes hand in hand with it.
Well, so that means you have rhythm.
Yeah, it means you have rhythm.
In bed. I get that one.
Oh, yeah, the good
dancer.
Yeah,
but you don't need rhythm on a dance floor to know how to suck a dick.
That is true.
That is true.
Maybe to do it
properly.
Better go with
your lady. Carve up any ice with your wiener.
That's it.
Any other good lists? I'm sure there's like links to other ones.
Oh, Men's Health has a fucking...
So far, Men's Health don't know what the fuck they're talking
about. The worst masturbation mistakes you can make.
Oh, that sounds funny. How about not bleed into your sock?
No.
Think it looks like cum. It looks like cum.
It's funny because they got a guy like crying with his hand, with his face.
That was
me. Well, he shouldn't have done it at work.
Pounding it till you puke.
What?
Yeah, apparently
I don't buy that shit.
For a good orgasm or what?
After 2 days of vomiting, fever, scrotum swelling, and muscle pain, a 29-year-old finally decided to visit the ER. Doctors eventually diagnosed him with Fournier's gangrene, a rare type of microbial infection caused by jerking off.
Whoa.
Slow can be caused by jerking off.
What?
Yeah. It causes because guys were squeezing too hard, stroke down at the wrong angle, causing rupture of their rods, corpus cavernosa. The tubes fill up with blood when you have an erection, which causes swelling.
I don't squeeze too hard.
No.
No.
whacking it behind the wheel.
Really? Like while driving? Like
while driving.
Yeah. No fucking way.
Yeah, just give you an example.
I can't feel my legs!
What the hell is this list?
By stroke.
Masturbation mistakes? Yeah. How long is it?
Not long.
About 4 inches.
At least you're honest.
I have a list after Marco's done.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, there's one more. Jamming a square peg. See, it's not fucking coming out right. It's jamming a square peg in a round hole. Basically sticking your dick in something.
That doesn't fit properly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it can...
My mole steak.
Yep.
Huh.
Weird.
Well, I got 20 things men do that women probably don't know about.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We forgot
this
about
isn't
this.
From Men's Health. They're 0 for 2 tonight.
Yeah. This one is from Tickled.
Tickled?
Tickled.
Really?
Yeah.
My stroke it.
Pet it.
Oh, my pretty little pet.
All right. And I really, because I read this and I didn't know some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was like, no, nah, this can't be true. So you have to fucking tell if it's true.
I will,
not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will.
Number one is flush mid pee and race the toilet.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Shut the fuck up. I totally thought that was definitely not true.
Absolutely.
It's not all the time, but if you're feeling competitive.
Yes.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Like, I do. Actually, I think it's cool.
You know what it's when it started for me? I remember when I was young, before I ever thought to do that, there was a spider crawling on the top of the toilet, so I took like a piece of toilet paper. This is while I'm pissing, right? And I knocked it in the toilet, right? So I'm trying to hit it with my piss. And then I decided to flush it and watch it go down. And next thing you know, as soon as I flushed it, it immediately just popped in my head. You got to finish before the toilet flushes. Like it was a race.
Oh, yep. There you go.
It was a game. And ever since then, why do you think guys are so good at those boardwalk games with the water pistol?
No. Yeah, is that really why? Because of practice? Yeah.
Yes.
Good practice.
That's fucking cool.
Douche face.
Okay. This second one I actually do.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, I think this might just
stick your fingers up your nose after you stick it in your ass.
So I think this might be a non-gender specific thing.
Scratch your balls.
Okay.
Sniff it. Instead of using choice size to close bread, just spin the open end of the bag and tuck it underneath.
Yeah.
I do that.
Do that a lot.
Three is when I'm in the shower, I like to cup the water to my chest, then watch it splash to the floor.
Yeah, but I
haven't done that in so long.
I don't do anything like that. But
yeah,
that's,
I have to do that because I'm fat. I have to kind of make a reservoir to my body if I'm stuck. Like if I'm in one of those small hotel showers, I have to like sit there and just like vogue and fucking.
But that's not like you guys do that when you're like young.
No, you know what? There are times where like I'm sitting there and you know like I'll fucking interlock my fingers and I'll like cup it up against like my stomach or something and just let it fall over my dick.
Because you get bored.
It's just, so right, you get bored. Like if you're relaxed in the shower, you just do like kid type things.
I don't get this one. I've never done that.
Okay.
I don't know.
So it's not like a very very common thing,
right?
I don't know, 2 out of 3.
Yeah, but not all of you said it. I don't know.
Maybe I'm the weird one.
Maybe.
Well, I might be gay, I don't know.
I feel like this one isn't going to pertain to any of you.
Uh-oh.
And not in a mean way, I just don't see you guys doing this.
Okay.
Entering beast mode, running upstairs when you're alone.
Oh, dude, you have no idea how many three-pointers I've sunk to win a game, how many touchdowns I've scored. Dude, all the fucking time.
I feel like you guys would just walk upstairs.
It's not just stairs, though. It's like, guys do that shit all the time.
It's not just stairs.
No?
No. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes when I'm at work, sometimes we get these shipments of, you ever see, like, industrial-sized bubble wrap?
Yeah.
Like, and it rolls, like, as big as a car?
Yeah.
Well, we have them stacked up, and sometimes I'll run full steam right into them. Like, just like, you know, imagining like being on the football field, you know, and like running for a touchdown.
No way! Like, oh. See, we're only at number 4, And I can already tell why men and women don't get along. Because guys have so much more fun.
We do.
Like, you guys, like, I'm always like, oh, you have no imagination, but you guys are doing some fucking cool shit.
Yeah.
All right. Number five.
It's only when you're by yourself, though, because you want to look like an asshole.
Right, right. Exactly. I mean, it was fun when you're,
awesome.
When you're a kid, you'll do it no matter what. But now, you know, you're not going to do
it. I don't
it
do
now.
Anything like that. Like, I do, like, I'll dance, like, but.
So, what was your premise behind thinking that we don't do that?
Because
we're just well fat and we're not athletic?
No.
First of all, I'm beast mode 24/7.
Especially in the kitchen.
Exactly.
No,
and on the toilet.
Well, I don't know. I just didn't think that. I didn't think like any guy would do
that. I look like a big fat fuck, you know?
Yeah, like I don't.
That's very common.
That's so crazy to me. It's, you guys are blowing my fucking mind, man. All right. This one I feel is obvious. Number five. Fantasizing about their female friends.
No.
Yes, all of them.
Not all of them.
It says yes, all of them. Yes, dot, 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 all of them.
All of them.
I don't know, I guess I had some ugly female friends that I fantasized.
Do you have friends that are girls?
Not like close anymore. You're probably my closest female friend.
I feel like you definitely don't fantasize about me.
I don't. I do.
Yeah,
but
you
not
fantasize
that way.
About playing with your dick.
What, like killing me or something?
No, no. Like, you know, like if we all... Like, we're in, like, major, you know, radio or something. That kind of thing.
But, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. You're there.
Yeah. I like that I'm there.
We're there.
You
we're
guys. There. You we're guys. There. Guys.
First of all, you shouldn't even ask because that's true no matter what.
Yeah. You always fantasize. Yeah.
So it's not even a thing?
No.
All right. Six. Thought about freezing time and then doing naughty things.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
I did it today.
Shut up!
Today.
And like what? Like
rape.
Tripping them?
Yeah.
Like thank tripping God, people or something? Or like hitting them? Like in that one, what movie was it? Where he like beats the shit out of them and when he comes out of frozen mode, he's like, ah.
Oh, yeah. Click.
Yes, and
yeah,
Click.
He farts in his face.
Yeah. So in Click, is it like that too? Like where you want to like hurt people?
Yeah, there's I gotta be careful how I say this. There's a person at work that I can't fucking stand, and they don't like me either. And I want to freeze time and punch him or her as hard as I can in the tit.
Okay.
Like, really, really hard. But, like, but the world has to be still. Like, time has to be absolutely still. No one can see this. Nobody can know about it. And then just, I'd have to, like, literally be a mile away when let time go back to normal.
Yeah.
I don't want to be anywhere in the vicinity because I know I'll be the first fucking one they're asking questions.
Aw.
When
I get that.
Freeze time, it'll be like,
ah!
Yeah.
You guys have thought about it as well.
Absolutely. I mean,
yeah,
I thought about
from
that.
From perverted too. Shit to punching
everything,
the body.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in Catholic circle. School, I imagined freezing time and ripping the, taking the fucking priest gown and pulling it over his head, going back to my seat on freezing time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like women's on the I just thought that
you exposed a little boy underneath there.
Aww.
Timmy! Where's little Timmy, girl?
You look like you might have a little
fuck. What the fuck?
Okay, seven. Every man has woken up with morning wood and had to do the Leaning Tower of Pisa to hit the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
fucking handstand.
It's like bowling two boards to the right.
It is the worst thing in the world to have to piss with a hard on.
Yeah.
That's
it
tough.
Really is.
Can you just sit down or no?
No, because you got
to. Oh my God! No,
what are you going to bend it?
Yeah.
No, you end up.
It's like
cleaning,
a bendy straw.
You end up cleaning the inside of the toilet with it. It's like a toilet brush. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Now I have this horrible. This is because I'm fat and older. I have this horrible thing now where I basically crouch down and like I spread my legs apart. It's all
you fat fucking scumbag.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Does it happen often?
Yeah, like 3 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I get up. Take a piss.
That sucks.
And it's just like,
Oik, fatty.
But if I'm going to get in the shower, sometimes I'll just piss right in the shower.
It's easier.
It really is.
Absolutely. Right down the drain.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
8. Checked online to see if their length is adequate.
Online?
I guess it doesn't have to be online, but I guess just in general, check to see if your penis size
is right.
There's
nothing to check. I got a small dick. There's really no need to check.
Have you guys done that? Have you, like, measured it?
You know, I've actually never measured
I've never
my dick.
Measured
I don't
it.
Believe it. I don't
I've,
believe
I've
it.
I've never done it.
You guys are full of shit.
Not with a ruler, but like no. objects.
No, never, I don't believe it. Yeah. it. I don't believe it.
I'm scared.
I have enough disappointment in my life. I don't,
it I don't believe it.
I'm scared. I don't want to measure it.
Huh. That's interesting. If I was a guy, I would measure it.
Where'd you? Bullshit.
I'm gonna measure my penis is an animal.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you know the results.
Okay. We'll get an update next week on Marco's
And we
adequacy.
Have a cock-off.
Yeah. Everybody bring it in.
Ask me about my wiener!
Okay. Number 9. All men at one point in their lives have given the nod to another man for one reason or another. They had also given it to a woman only to receive a look of confusion.
Oh, okay.
The nod, like...
I've never given it to a woman.
No.
I have.
Nod.
I have.
Men have done it to me. Actually, someone just did it at Acme before I got here. They were like,
You know what? Now that I think, yeah.
And they,
because when you see somebody retarded somewhere, you like,
they look lost.
I hate you.
They look lost when you give it to them.
What? No, like, if there's somebody, like, acting like an asshole in a store and you kind of glance at a girl next to you and you're just like, what the fuck? Like, she gets it.
See, I'm thinking nod more of an acknowledgement that they're there.
Yeah.
Not so much. No. I mean, like, you know, like for instance, if I'm walking in the path of someone who's walking towards me and kind of like both move aside, we both like, you know, give the nod, like, you know, mutual respect, we'll get out of each other's way. Try and do that with a woman. They look at you like, this guy's got fucking Tourette's or something. He just balked at me.
Right, because they expect you to just move out of their way.
Exactly. But that's exactly right. Because women are cunts.
I love what that word.
Okay. 10. Blow nose in the hands in the shower.
Of course.
Yeah. No.
Every morning.
No. In I've the hand? It. No. I shoot snot rockets on the wall and then I wash them out with the, with the
oh
removable.
My.
The shower head.
Head. Shower head. Yeah. No, I don't. I'm never. Never. I'm just like.
Well, sometimes you don't have those kind of.
I try to see what sticks. It's like a game. It's just like the pissing.
I'm going to hit the fifth tile up, third tile in. Ready?
No, it's not so much that. It's like a race because you do both nostrils to see which one wins going down. It's a slug
race. Wow.
Well, yeah, like, like the octopuses
Bobby.
Where you throw them
yeah,
up the wall.
Exactly.
Oh, and they would like. Fuck.
Right.
Yeah, yes, exactly. They were the shit.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. 11. Waft the bed covers to unsheath a fart.
Absolutely.
I felt like that was a good
one. I do it when I'm by myself. I don't have to, my girl doesn't have to be in the bed.
Smell your own breath.
There was one that a couple months ago I did that and it was, I regretted it immediately. I got up and left the room. It was so fucking bad.
I remember,
I should have just left that bitch buried.
Tuesday I got out of the shower. I had the towel wrapped around me and I farted. And I took the towel off, and I was like, oh, my God.
That was your balls.
That was like, it just, I don't know what happened. The towel, like, funneled it. When I took the towel, I was like, oh, God. It was so rank. Ugh.
12 is, while peeing, try to cover entire surface of water with pee bubbles.
Yes and no. I mean, it's kind of hard to do that. And to be honest with you, not everybody makes bubbles when they pee. Like, in other words, like, you have to have something wrong with you to get real fizzy piss.
Okay.
Like, something has to be wrong
right,
with
you.
Right,
you have to eat soap.
What if you have, like, had a lot of beer in you?
No, actually, when I drink a lot of beer, it's usually clear. It's like, just, it's like a water stream. It's not even that yellow anymore.
Interesting.
But, yeah, not so
that.
Much.
I played that game.
Not so much, no.
After a while, it's like, it's never going to happen.
I've tried to, like, shoot, like, if you have, like, loose toilet paper in a toilet, I try to break holes in the motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, like, blast through that shit.
How about shit residue from the last shit?
Oh, yeah, fucking right. Absolutely.
I'm trying to cover
you, you don't have to use a toilet brush.
And then the worst part is, you're forcing out harder to get more, like, more velocity.
Oh, my God.
You're like,
you get a radar gun. I'm up to 14 miles an hour.
From having a stream in your pee holes like that.
All right. You boys are equally as gross
Thank
as
you.
They are imaginative.
Thank you.
13. When I write a comment on a girl's Facebook, I reread it a million times after sending it to make sure it doesn't sound dumb.
No.
And then it does.
No.
No.
You're very confident in your Facebook posting?
I think I'm never on it. I don't have to worry about it.
Well, I mean, I don't think you could just include Facebook in that. Like, you can include, like, when Don Jameson was talking about it last week.
Text message,
and
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Text message, absolutely. Yes. Facebook, no.
Okay. Makes sense. 14. Imagine how you would save your workplace, school, or whatever from terrorists.
Yes.
Of course.
I thought yes. It happens a lot. And everybody how every hot girl in the class would have blown me afterwards. Mm-hmm. That was the reward.
Thank you, Bob. Mm-hmm. 15. And I think that this is everyone, but they word it weird. Looked at their poop when they finished to see the masterpiece you just created.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. They word it weird.
There's though. Guys that send pictures yeah. of it.
Sometimes they're picture worthy.
Yeah. I'm kind of over that phase, though.
Yeah.
Your boy turned me off to that.
Yeah.
He sent me four a day, and I'm just like...
and you're like, no more shit.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
16, watch romantic comedies alone.
Yes, I'm not going to lie, I have. I just watched
comedies.
The Big Wedding last week with Robert De Niro and...
yeah, a little bit.
It was actually funny. I liked it. Even though it was a romantic comedy, it was funny. I liked it.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know it's a romantic comedy until you're like a half hour in. Like,
when the title
funny.
Is The Big Wedding,
well, that's
you know it's a romantic comedy or something. But I was like, I said, I got to give it a shot because De Niro's in it. Got to mm-hmm. give it a shot. And the opening scene, he's eating fucking Susan Sarandon's pussy when Diane Keaton walks in the house. I'm like, all right, I'm going to stick with this for a little while, see what happens, you know? So I did. It was actually a funny movie. It wasn't that long, so I didn't waste that much time. I liked it.
I like romantic comedies, too. I'm a girl. 17. Take off my underwear and then kick it up into my hand and feel like a goddamn ninja.
Fucking yeah. right.
I do
strictly
that, too.
For my ninjas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Every morning.
I do that with more than just underwear.
Right, you do it with socks like, and try to yeah. get to hamper.
How many
from
times?
Across the room.
Fuck yeah!
How many
dude,
times
I do that
you got
all the time
for three?
Marco, how many times you got it down around the one ankle, and instead of kicking it frontwards, you decide to do a back kick so you can kick it up over
absolutely.
Your
head. Try to do it like a yeah,
hell's
like,
yeah,
like a soccer trick.
Yep.
Fucking Pele over there.
Mm-hmm. Or I kick it up and I try to catch it behind my back.
Yeah, yeah, and then you get the little poo stain. On
I put it right in the fucking rosebud. Fuck.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
A-team, deleted their search history.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I don't do it as much anymore, but yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I actually, at work, I go, if you use Google Chrome, you can go into incognito mode. If you,
yeah.
I think it's control shift N. I do it all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's the hotkeys.
I can do that on my phone. I like that. 19. Aim your pee at the edge of the toilet water or higher to avoid.
A lot of peeing stuff here.
I know. The last two are peeing. Aim your pee at the edge of the toilet water or higher to avoid people knowing your pain.
Wait, say that one more time. I'm
don't lost. Piss directly.
Yeah,
in the
you
water.
Don't piss in the water. You piss on like out. Well, in the toilet, but around.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you don't make a lot of noise. Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you want people to know your pain?
What about if the bathroom's like near the close to the dinner table and people are eating?
No. That's poor architecture right there.
But people know you're in the bathroom
enough.
Pain.
I know, but
no,
you
he's right. He's right. He's right. My girlfriend's townhouse, they have a powder room, bathroom, whatever. It's in a hallway that goes to the kitchen. So across that hallway is the kitchen, and then across on the other side of the hallway is the bathroom. So let's say her sister's in there and she's like making dinner or whatever. Well, I usually will piss up against the porcelain to kind of silence. Because when I piss, it sounds like a fire hose is going off, and it's like, it's really loud. It's actually, it's obnoxious even for me.
Huh?
So I'm just like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to piss. The only problem with that is you got to be careful, because if it's a type of toilet bowl, if it's those deep toilet bowls where the water's really low, you're fine. But if it's one of those toilet bowls where the water's already kind of high, there's really not much room for error. You're either hitting water or you're hitting the outside rim or the inside rim, and then it splashes everywhere, and you got to do cleanup. And then that's not worth it. You just piss in the water and just forget it.
Yeah, you really got to be a sniper to hit the ones with the high water.
Yeah,
you do. Interesting. And then 20 is Try to see how far away you can get whilst taking a pee and keeping it in the bowl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a given.
Yeah. How about women? Women do that?
No. Maybe squirters.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Especially after drinking and you're in a bar. Because who cares if you even hit the toilet?
Yeah. Sometimes you don't even want to. You have to piss so bad, you want to wait for the guy to leave. You want to kind of piss around him.
Yep, for a sporting event.
I got to go, buddy. Come on. You got to move. Yeah, that's. God, when it comes to pissing, there's a lot of them. Like, how many times have you had to piss in the bushes? And you used leaves as target? Mm-hmm. You try to hit every leaf.
Or the fog that's sitting on a leaf?
Oh, yeah. You try to hit anything that's, like, moving or whatever. Or if it's snowing, you obviously want to piss in the snow and write something.
Yeah. Writing thing I was always envious of because I would have liked to do that.
Whoop your dick out and try it. What about flushing your toilet before you shit and have the shit go directly down?
You know what I'm saying? Flush the toilet while you're shitting?
Yeah.
And let the water
try
down?
Try to time it so it just goes straight down the toilet.
You ever do that?
No.
It seems complicated.
It does seem a little complicated.
Yeah, Marco stepped this game up.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you're a gold medalist.
Listen, sometimes it's hard. I missed it.
See, I'm afraid if I do that, I won't hit anything but bowl and leave.
I thought that was a sound bite.
I thought I just pissed myself. I'm spreading peace everywhere. No, I'm afraid I might just hit bowl. Like, it'll just plop on the bowl before the water comes back, and it'll just leave a mean streak.
Yeah. That does happen.
Yeah, see, I don't want to do that. Because that stays for a while. It doesn't go away right away.
You're right.
It's not worth it.
You have to do, like, 10 courtesy flushes for it to go away.
Not necessarily. Jesus Christ, what comes out of you?
Nasty stuff.
I don't think I've ever... This is something I would think is unorthodox. I don't think I've ever spent more than 5 minutes on a toilet ever, unless I'm sick.
Right.
Like if I'm sick, if I have like a stomach flu, then I'll be on the toilet forever. But like a normal day, honestly, I'm done within a minute. Because when I have to shit, I gotta shit. It comes out. There is no reading the paper. There's no looking at my phone. I don't have time to do nothing. As soon as I sit, it's out. I'm done. It's a great feeling. I don't waste 45 fucking minutes.
Yeah,
I remember growing up, my dad would spend 3 days in the fucking
bathroom. because dads don't want to deal with the wives.
You know what I mean? We thought he moved. He's like, well, he's not here anymore.
They don't want to deal with your mom, you know, like the moms.
Yeah, but you can hear it like through the fucking walls, what's going on up there. The fucking loud explosion is going on. It's not nice. That's a fart that would hurt your balls. I'm sure somebody could come up with more for that list.
Definitely.
That's supposed to be 20 things that men or women don't know about
me. I'm saying I think there's more than 20.
Do you got any off the top of your
head? I'm trying to think. I'm trying to see if there's...
Because I would like to know more about men.
I know, like, in the beginning of a relationship, you don't want to fart in front of them. You leave the room.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Women know that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm staying. The cat's out of the bag. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're trying to win them over, not push them away. You fart right off the bat. You're already doing yourself
a disservice. Yeah, you have to make them, like, love you first.
Yeah, you have to. You're doing yourself a disservice. If you start farting day one, you're just...
Yeah.
Sorry. Been building up for a while.
Especially because guys think it's so funny that, like, farts. So it's not like you'd fart...
I'm going to shit myself.
Bob's face is red.
I'm seriously going to die.
It's beat red. You have to drop a deuce?
No, I'm just laughing so hard. I feel like I'm going to squeeze something out, whether it's the back door or front. So go ahead. What were you saying, miss?
That, like, guys... guys think farts are so funny. So
they
if you fart in front of... Well, girls find them embarrassing. So if you fart, you're going to, like, laugh your ass off, and she's going to be, like, embarrassed.
Well, I told you what happened. It was a while ago, I think I said this on the air. It was probably like fall, beginning of fall last year. me and my girl went to a restaurant, and out of nowhere, out of absolutely nowhere, I let out the biggest fucking loudest fart ever. As a matter of fact, I think the only time she's heard me fart before that was while I was sleeping.
I got a clap on deck that can.
And it was out of nowhere. I mean, we were talking. And we were talking about the place. And
were you like, holding it in, though? Were you
No. Just out of nowhere. There was a moose head hanging over our fucking booth. And, you know, we were looking at the pictures on the wall. And then I looked at her. And all of a sudden, it just whoosh. And she just looked right at me. And I'm looking at her. And I just, I'm laughing now, just like that.
Yeah.
And she starts laughing hysterical. Oh, yeah. Because we're sitting on the leather booths.
Oh, the sound.
The amplified fart just went through the entire restaurant.
Was it a fart?
And it wasn't even that busy, so it wasn't loud. Yeah, it wasn't a lot of restaurant chatter.
Other people heard it.
Everybody heard it. All you saw, all you saw were eyes.
You should have pointed at her.
That would be great.
No, it was too late. She left. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, that happened, and it was just, we were laughing. We couldn't stop. We couldn't finish our dinner. Because of it.
Yeah, you already had the food in front of you?
No. We didn't even get it. We had just ordered. The waitress walked away. And then all of a sudden... And we could not even fucking eat at all. We had to, like, literally get our fucking to-go stuff. Because it was just... We couldn't stop laughing. And even the car ride home, non-stop laughter. And every once in a while, we'll talk about it.
I don't understand where it came from.
It was a ghost fart. There was no rhyme or reason for it. I felt no pressure. I felt no pressure.
Ow.
It was so bad. Oh my god, it was so bad.
It's gotta be embarrassing, man. Gotta be really embarrassing.
It was too, because I'm sitting there, I'm like, there's no taking this back. There's no taking this back. This is me.
It's like, seriously, God, what the fuck?
A little help?
Yeah, really.
I'll be out by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, basically. That's exactly the look, too. He's like, not accepted. Oh, shit.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God. Wow. I need to seriously take some fucking ibuprofen when I go home.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Ghost fart. Didn't see it coming. Didn't know. Nothing. I actually was nervous because I'm like, normally you feel that shit.
Yeah.
You know it's coming. And now I'm thinking, great, I'm going to lose control of my bowels. You know, like the fucking Colombian president. I'm just going to shit myself randomly.
They just wanted to come out.
Man.
You can't stop gravity.
Is that gravity?
I guess. I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's funny. Luckily, you've already been dating for a while, so.
Yeah, 2.5 years. You would hope that was enough.
Did luck out.
What the fuck?
You could tell she laughed, and then at some point when I had said something about it, like, man, I don't know what happened. She's like, yeah, she just was at a loss for words. And then I got that little tiny look of disgust. Like,
so you think like, yeah, I am the luckiest girl in the world.
Disgusting.
You're gross.
That's pretty funny.
Well, this is why I've never let a girl, like, mess around back there. I won't let her lick it or nothing. Because I'm doing her a favor.
It's yeah. Like,
don't
stick your finger.
You don't know what's going on. I know, and I can't even see what's going on, but I know what's
Stop
happening.
Stop acting like your anus is a national treasure.
It's not. It's virgin territory, and that's how it's going to stay.
Fucking yeah.
I couldn't let a girl, and girls have wanted to do that, and I don't understand that. I don't get it. It's like, why do you
Fuck
want to do
no.
that?
Weirdos.
You know? Cause you know, once they, when they're licking the back of your nuts, and then they get a little too far down the tape, you kind of clench up like, whoa, you're getting too close. Yeah. It's like a warning. You just know.
It's the top of the head.
The middle of the taint going towards the anus is like landmines. You know what I mean? It's like a, it's really, it's like a field of landmines. You know, because the moment you feel that nerve, like, just, you're like, all right, you're too far. And if you're not careful, you could break a woman's neck. You snap your legs together too quick. Just,
man. You're right. It's like that little piece of land, all the landmines in Cuba.
Yeah. Right.
Cuba separates Cuba from the American piece.
Right. Cuba. Yeah. I mean, you gotta, seriously, I mean, there are guys that love that shit, then there's guys that don't. I've never had it done, and I don't want to even try. There isn't any amount of drugs that gets me to try that. Because that'll be the day where I have one of those accidental ghost farts again.
That would fucking be horrible. Sit
your eyebrows.
That's our own fault for going back there.
That is, you're right.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Freaky deeks.
Do it at your own risk.
I agree. I am spent.
Oh, man.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Please tune in. Call 856-381-4500. Leave a voicemail. We'll check it. We'll play it on the air. Christian Sosa, if you're out there, please email Marco your address because we can't find it.
Why email me? Don't you have an address?
I can't get a note. I haven't been able to for years.
Okay, Marco@RyanCase.com.
Yeah.
Or jerseyjerks@ryecase.com.
Yeah. And make sure that you go to ryecase.com/jerseyjerks. Check out Amazon, GameFly, and Tweaked Audio. Thank you very much.
Here's some Dropkick Murphys for you.
Thank you. Is this an instrumental?
You got any more plugs there? Keep going.
Make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe to us and leave us a nice review. We love it, and we'll read that on the air as well. And you can email us if you have any questions or any ideas for the show. And make sure that you find us on Facebook and Twitter.
There's work to be done.
Thank you for listening. Let the
music play, oh, play, oh, play.
I'm gonna go into it.
Fucking ass.
It's Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
I know. I like that dance on the ceiling song. Is this the song? Is this the Dance on the Ceiling song?
No.
Oh.
Come on and sing along. We're going to fight.
Bad nigga!
Nuevo.
What?
Nuevo.
You want me to change it? I'll change it.
Hold on.
Margaret's just going to say it.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.